Anyway, going back to Butler, I suppose by the late 90s, people were kind of bored of second wave feminism at this point. They wanted something more exciting, more expressive, more consumerist, certainly. Sex positivity, this idea that, like, oh, the second wave feminists were somehow critical of sex, you know, because they thought it was all rape or something. Very bad misunderstandings of much of the second wave, but nevertheless, this shallow sort of so-called third wave feminists. And Butler fit right in, I suppose, with the idea of the ladette to some extent. This was a huge idea when I was growing up in the 90s. I must admit, I probably conformed quite well to it, being a tomboy and then quite hedonistic, as many people were in the 90s. And there was an idea of a kind of equality of the worst, which I talk about in my book on men. You know, that by becoming a sort of cad or like a lout, or like by behaving like the worst sort of stereotype of a man, that women could somehow achieve some sort of equality. And you could see the pendulum swinging away from ideas of respectability or femininity and so on. So Butler fit in quite well. And you know, in a way, there's something perhaps interesting about gender trouble. I mean, I reread it maybe about 10 years ago. I was struck by actually how much she took from the French feminists that she then pretended to criticise. She accused a lot of the French feminists of being essentialist. Essentialism is now one of the worst conceptual crimes you can commit in theory. Which is a mistake, in my opinion, because to say that something has an essence is simply to say that something is something and not something else. But when it comes to human beings, we are rather wary of any kind of essentialism, because we foolishly and incorrectly think that by defining something, we then restrict it to that definition. And there's been a lot of blurring of the boundary between factual claims about human biology and the difference between men and women, and the idea that by saying that there are two sexes and that men and women are sexually dimorphic, that somehow you're reinforcing stereotypes or expectations, which is precisely the opposite of the point that the second wave feminists were trying to make, which was that men and women do exist, they are real, there are sexual differences that need to be thought about and understood and politically represented. For example, obviously, if you're a mother, you might need a differentiated forms of welfare and so on, and obviously different care. And this has been ceded to a kind of ridiculous idea that anyone can sort of be whatever they want to be on the basis of a self-declared assignation. And Judith Butler, despite originally, I would say, being much more on the side of a kind of playfulness, which wasn't seeking to deny reality, although she does in the early book blur the boundary between sex and gender by claiming that because gender is a performance, then we might ask the question about whether sex is also a performance. She then did not retract, or she did not nuance her own position in the face of what actually became a really the opposite of playful, the opposite of freeing, which was a new set of identity categories that were based around the linguistic assertion of identity. And in that sense, I really do seek to blame her, because I think her lack of speaking out, or indeed her doubling down on her position or part of it, or even misrepresenting her own position, is a grotesque act of cowardice. And that I do think she bears a great deal of responsibility, whether or not it's her fault, as it were, that her idea became more dominant in the world. She could at any point have said, well, actually, I didn't mean for children to be taking life-altering, sterilising medication. But she didn't say that. She's just run around and accused everyone of being reactionary and a fascist. And in the new book, she basically does this kind of chain of guilt by association that begins with the Pope, which is very, very odd. But it sort of makes sense when you understand that the Pope really is her rival, because what she's proposing is a rival dogma or a rival doctrine that seeks to say that men and women are not complementary, and that sexual difference is not important and not foundational to our very being as collective humanity, which is not just wrong, but also very dangerous.